Welcome to the UC Health Center for Reproductive Health podcast. This is Dr. Michael Thomas. My partners are Drs. Christine DiPaolo and Julie Schroga. We're located at the UC Health Physician Office South on Wellness Way in Westchester, Ohio, or at our second location in the Medical Office Building at Christ Hospital on Auburn Avenue in Cincinnati. To make an appointment or to ask questions, you can reach us at 513-475-7600. Or at www.ucfertility.com. Today we're going to discuss, do I have a fertility problem? The common definition of infertility is the inability to conceive after having unprotected intercourse for 1 year. However, the caveat is that it means 1 year in women having normal menstrual cycles or under the age of 35. If you are over the age of 35, seeing your clinician or a fertility specialist should occur after an inability to conceive after 6 months. If your cycles are irregular, seeing a more specialized physician should occur much sooner. Having a problem getting pregnant is more common than you would think. About 10 to 15% of couples have trouble conceiving. 80 to 85% of couples should be able to get pregnant after 1 year of trying, and up to 90% of couples should be able to get pregnant after 2 years of trying. When it comes to getting pregnant for a woman, age does matter. For a healthy woman in her 20s and 30s, her chances of conceiving is about 20 to 25%. But by the time she's 40, her chances drop to 10% or less. About 50% of the time, fertility problems are female-related, and 50% of the time, these issues are related to the male partner. For women, fertility problems can be related to whether she's releasing an egg on a regular basis, which are called ovulation problems, or whether her tubes are open, or whether her uterus is normally shaped. Simple blood or imaging tests can help to define where these problems lie. For men, the semen analysis is a way to detect sperm count, sperm movement, or the shape of the sperm, and if their problems lie, this is a best first step to find that out. If no sperm is noted, then tests should be performed by a male urology specialist to check for either a blocked tube from the testicles or whether the sperm production has completely ceased. Future podcasts will concentrate on female fertility problems, male fertility problems, recurrent pregnancy loss, and polycystic ovary syndrome. Let's go to our emails. The first email is from Sarah R. from Batesville, Indiana, who asks, when should I see a fertility specialist? Sarah, that's a very good question. My general advice is if you have regular cycles and are under the age of 35, continue trying for 1 year. Using an ovulation prediction kit, starting on cycle day 10, with cycle day 1 being the first day of menses, will help to determine and define when the best time to have intercourse should take place. Also, if you have fairly regular cycles, having intercourse on cycle day 10, 12, 14, and 16 would do just as well for those with cycles ranging from 24 to 30 days. If you do not get pregnant, then see either your gynecologic clinician or seek referral to a specialist. If you have irregular cycles or are 35 years or older, seeing a specialist earlier will help get you pregnant much quicker. Our second email is from Beth N. from Anderson Township. She states, my husband had a vasectomy, then a vasectomy reversal, and we still can't get pregnant. What are our next steps? Well, Beth, the first step is to have your husband do a routine semen analysis to see if the tube from the testicles are still open. Usually this is performed after vasectomy reversal, but sometimes scar tissue can form and not allow this passageway to remain open, even if it's been open right after the surgery. Your gynecologist or your husband's urologist can schedule a semen analysis with our center at 513-475-7600. The last email is from Roberta T. from Cheviot. She asks, I don't know if I'm ovulating. Should I be using a basal body temperature chart? Basal body temperature charts are very outdated, Roberta. Keeping your temperature every day is somewhat cumbersome, and if you're ovulating, the temperature rise takes place well after the egg is released. The basal body temperature chart is thought to be more of a historical relic at this point. Normal cycles can occur up to 35 days, and if you cycle over 35 days, you need to get advice from your clinician or see a specialist. Those with cycles consistently under 35 days should consider the use of a over-the-counter ovulation predictor kit, or just time intercourse as we discussed with having intercourse on cycle day 10, 12, 14, or 16. But if your cycles are a little bit longer, because ovulation generally takes place 14 days before the menses starts, maybe you should have intercourse also on cycle day 18 or 20, because ovulation usually takes place about 14 days before the next menses. Thank you everyone for your emails. You can listen to this and future podcasts at www.ucfertility.com or at www.uchealth.com. If you have a question for Dr. Shroga, DiPaolo, or myself, please feel free to email us at amanda.pack@uc.edu. This podcast has been a production of UC Health and the Center for Reproductive Health. Thank you.